The expansion team, consisting of parents, teachers, administrators, students, and design professionals, are approaching the final public input session, and they're pleading for input from the community. District Communications Specialist Molly Miller says public input matters.
And here's the thing. People think that if they come, their voices won't be heard. We've come up with a couple of alternative options from each of the prior community input meetings, so your voice is heard. We are making adjustments. You can pick and choose from among the options what you like, what doesn't like. There are going to be a lot of changes aesthetically, physically. Like, as you drive by the high school with this expansion, it's going to look different. Weigh in. If you want to have that input in the future of your kids' education and this community education, weigh in.
Once the expansion design is chosen, school board member Andrew Kaplan says the price tag may require the largest bond in the history of the school district.
You know, we're talking about a bond between the high school expansion and, you know, a fifth, sixth school that's going to be the largest bond we've ever done, right? And it's going to, you know, in terms of numbers, it's going to be over $50 million.
The decision to bond for the capital project hasn't yet been made, but Kaplan thinks more discussion is needed with Basin Recreation and Park City Municipal to iron out sharing some of the athletic facilities.
You know, we're in the design phase, and we're getting feedback from the public around the various designs. You know, we need to reengage the city and the county and understand what their timeline is for potentially sharing the cost and making it a multi-use facility. I think we have a history. You know, the Eccles is a great example of having a great state-of-the-art facility that becomes multi-use and shared use. And if, you know, ultimately the taxpayer is paying for any construction, whether it's coming out of city dollars, county dollars, or you know, the school board dollars.
The Middle Years Task Force gave an update and presented overwhelming academic, social, and developmental evidence to combine the fifth and sixth grades in one learning environment. It's another decision not yet made by the board, but it'll be on the agenda for the next regular session scheduled for February 28th. In the meantime, they'll reach out to the public for input.
I think we need to first get to the point of where I think we're getting to, which is that the fifth, sixth school is the way forward. And that's been the recommendation from the committee. And that's, you know, the overwhelming kind of opinion from board members. You know, I think Petra brings up very good, you know, points. I think that there is a lot of questions from the community, as there should be.
The final high school expansion public input session is February 2nd, 6 to 8 p.m. at Park City High School. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.